Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, if there was ever a segment where that was designed for hot wings, this is the one. Yell at other generations for the slang they use. It's like your plan.
You know, surprisingly, this doesn't bother me that much. Simply because I'm sure our parents thought the same thing, and we grew up in the 80s with some of the dumbest slang that's ever lived.
Well, that is.
So, you know, I mean, we all have our stuff. I don't get some of it now. I have to ask what it means, but.
Yes, I understand that.
I'm like, what does this mean?
It's kind of fun, though. It's fun being brought into that loop.
I'm sure my dad thought the same thing when he heard me say something was bogue.
One of the great old-timers.
So I can't believe that was a thing.
I don't know. Your sweater is bogue.
It is kind
of funny. I look at that and I think, gag me with a spoon.
Yeah. Totally tubular.
Tubular. God, I hadn't heard that since eighth grade.
Untubular.
Man.
All right. So what is the
grody?
Oh, grody was the one.
My sweater's tight.
Grody to the max.
You got a nice drip, Kelly.
Yeah. My sweater's cool with a K.
Wow.
And an E and a W and an L.
Yeah. Cool.
Email.
Yeah, I hit that one.
All right. Well, let's talk about what the favorite slang is first.
Okay.
What is Hot Wings? What is the boomer's favorite slang? Like, what do you say the most?
Well, I'm not a boomer. A boomer's favorite slang, groovy.
No, but you're on the right track. Mellow is
there. Oh, yeah. Mellow. Okay.
Along with bummer. And wannabe.
Wannabe? Okay. I mean, we use wannabe and bummer. I think people still use bummer a lot.
Never really considered that to be slang, though.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought it to be slang.
Yeah.
But I guess the greatest generation didn't say things were a bummer.
Gen X. Chill. Followed by lame and bummer. That's spot
okay,
on.
Okay, still bummer, right. Lame, yeah. Okay, we used awesome a lot, too, and excellent.
You'll notice that some of the favorites tend to be multi-generational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For millennials.
Bougie.
No. What not about, on the favorites list.
What about basic?
Nope. One is an acronym, like a text acronym.
Oh, LOL?
Nope.
IRL?
Nope.
IDC?
Nope.
Ruffle IDK? Mayo?
No, but you're closer.
OMG.
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 Hot Wings knows millennial slang.
You got it, man.
Followed by chill and lame. That's the favorite stuff for millennials. Okay. I would have said the stuff you all said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Gen Z, selfie. That's more millennial.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely more millennial.
OMG and ghosted. I'm not buying any of that.
Okay. Well, there's just some of that.
I feel like
crossover.
Bet should be in there for Gen Z. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Bet.
Mm-hmm. Maitland, what's your favorite?
I don't know. I like bet.
Uh-huh.
Or lit.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's one that you start using ironically, and then it becomes very unironic, and you use it every day.
Yeah, I say dope a lot.
Like, or I say slaps.
Dope. Oh, yeah.
Like that's slaps.
Like, do you just say that about music, or would you say it about a sandwich?
Both.
This sandwich slaps.
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Starts as music, though, right?
Yeah.
This slaps.
Yeah, like, this song slaps. But so does this sub.
Feels a little lame, though, doesn't it, when you say it this way?
When I explain it to five people staring at me.
I mean, I get it. I mean, you can tell kind of by how it's used what it means. Like some slang, there have been times where somebody had to explain it. I go, I don't get it. I still don't totally get yeet. That seems like it can be used in about 4,000 different ways, but
primarily means throw, but not always.
But yeah,
yeet is definitely a favorite of the kids.
Mm-hmm. Love yeet. Although that's I think that's fallen by the wayside though. My kids don't say yeet much anymore.
No, it did kind of go away.
Kind of burned bright.
All right, let's talk about the ones they hate. Boomers. Which terms do they want you all to throw away? Stop using.
Avocado toast.
I don't think that's slang, but
I bet you some boomers think it is.
Yeah. Something about the minimum wage not being right.
Right,
Karen?
No. Oh, I bet you that is because half of them are.
Yeah.
No, they want to ditch the terms Gucci and sheesh.
Sheesh?
Who's mad at sheesh? Sheesh. What's your deal? It's really hard to say that inauthentically is what I just learned. Like, because I know I've said sheesh.
I've said geez, but I don't say sheesh. I don't think I've ever said sheesh.
I like to use the Lord's name in vain. I always say, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I do. That's what
I'm not doubting you.
It's the same
I'm
as
with
sheesh.
You. Yeah, I mean, if I'm, you know.
It is.
Well, it's used
it's used a little different. I mean, if you say, like, I wouldn't say sheesh, but I would say geez. Which is a much more palatable way to say it than
Jesus' nickname is Jeez.
Yeah. That's what Howings just said. He said that Jeez is short for Jesus.
Yeah, young Jeezy, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
See what he's saying.
He's a T-R-A-P-S-T-R.
Yeah.
This text, Hot Wings, when you said get thrown forever about someone named Nigel, you were saying they should be yeeted.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would. I mean, you have to make sure you know it's forever, though.
Gen X wants to cancel the following terms: thirsty, clapback, and slay. I don't. I like all those.
I like slay.
I don't really. Yeah, I guess I don't really care about that. I don't hear them enough to be annoyed by them.
What if I started trying to work in clapback more?
It would annoy me out of you.
Kelly is really clapping back at you.
I think it would annoy me out of you.
What if I do this?
Yeah.
Kelly is clapping back at you.
I think everybody loves when people clap in their face.
Yeah, I love that.
I think you should do that everywhere you go.
I think that makes it much more palatable.
I agree. It's awful. It's one of the worst things ever.
My favorite with, I say the first two, but slay, when people are like, yeah, I did this. Like if Malin came in and talked about baking a cake, in my head, I'm like, ooh, slay. I don't know why. It just makes me laugh to myself. I say it more to myself than anything.
It makes you laugh?
Yeah, because I find myself going like, ooh, slay. But I don't ever really say it out loud to the person because I'm like, oh, neat. That's cool. But in my head.
Inside, you're like, total slay.
So you just like hearing the word in your own head.
I'm Gen-Z-ing it in my head. I'm like, slay.
Slay, slay, total slay.
Yeah. Slay.
Look at you. Slay.
Millennials would like to get rid of the following. Slay. So you're uncool and multi-generationally right now.
I'm loving slay. Okay. What about hangry?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised that's not on there.
Sus.
Oh, yeah,
and
boy, that
clout.
That went through the house for a while. Sus.
Yeah, I know what clout means non-slang, but Maitland, give me an example of using clout in the form of slang, please.
Oh, like Travis Kelce's just hanging out with Taylor Swift for the clout.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not really,
that's kind of what the word means.
Yeah.
But okay,
I guess, but if it gets used a lot, it's like when we would say something was excellent in the 80s, it was excellent,
true,
but it was used slangy.
All right, Gen Z wants to get rid of savage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one was so dopey.
Oh.
Like with the
Visco girls?
Yeah. Ugh. And POV.
Yeah.
People Gen Z hates POV.
But that's the best kind of porn. That's not slang.
Yeah,
that's what
just,
it is.
When they just have like a GoPro strapped on.
Yeah, where it's like, it's probably like a miner's light. I mean, it must be really weird for the girl to be getting done by a guy with a miner's light.
It's probably her boyfriend, too. So it's low key kind of funny to him, but she's not allowed to break character, so she can't laugh.
But, yeah.
I kind of want to do that, actually.
Yeah.
Start a porno page where it's POV.
I mean,
that's what you just said.
If I got fired from this job, maybe I would have to go and do that. And my husband's handsome enough, and I'd let him. But I'm just out of fun for us.
That would slay.
Like, don't even turn the GoPro on. Just
you just
want
to do it to pretend you're making one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, let's pretend to be bad.
Gen Z wants to use more sheesh and clap back.
They want to use it more? Like, I like this word. I'd like to use it more.
Older generations.
Didn't like Kermit the Frog or something? Wasn't that his catchphrase?
Sheesh.
Sheesh. I don't think it was.
I feel like there was somebody, yeah, like a cartoon character or something.
That does feel right.
I mean, maybe.
I think the way Gen Z uses sheesh is more like sheesh.
Oh, boy.
Like that.
Okay, well, that's really awful.
Okay. Who said sheesh first?
Let's see. Oh, Maitland, this text came in saying the same. Sheesh isn't pronounced as just sheesh. It's sheesh.
Oh, yeah.
Higher or lower tone.
Yeah, it
starts in a higher pitch, then long fades at a lower pitch.
Got it.
How wings do that? Start at a high pitch and then fade it into a lower pitch. Sheesh.
Ooh.
Man.
I do want to start doing that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sounds great. Older generations want to take all of the castaways from Gen Z, like POV and there was no chance.
No. I mean, well, I think, I mean, you got to use POV.
Generations were asked which slang word they would like to bring back.
Tight.
Radical.
Boomers want to bring back far out, peace out, and bummer. Like a good news, peace out's still around.
Yeah, I mean, I've never stopped using bummer. I have started saying rad more again, and I think it's because of the generation of comedians like Seth Rogen and stuff are more likely to go rad. That's rad.
Boomers,
like, okay, I can say it again.
Gen X would like to bring back right on.
I like right on.
Groovy.
Right on's good.
I used
and
to
say epic.
Epic.
That's epic. Yeah.
Is that Jim Rome? Right.
Yeah. All right, millennials. I'm looking mainly at Steve and Kelly. Maitland, are you millennial?
I'm in between millennial and Gen Z.
Okay, so you can be blamed for both. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you millennials.
Okay.
This is what your generation wants to bring back.
Okay.
Cool cat.
Oh, yes.
Cool cat.
Yes, that's I love it.
Cool cat.
Talk to the hand.
Oh, because the face don't understand.
That's what I'm saying, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh,
dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, okay.
And the number one slang phrase.
Can I guess?
You'll never guess it, but I'd love to have you try.
We're having an AB conversation, so see your way out of
no,
it.
No, but I do love that one. My kids never get it. They're like, I don't, what's a C? Mm-hmm. Kelly, you want to guess?
No, I have no idea what it is.
Cowabunga!
Cowabunga!
I would have never guessed that.
No, I told
Ninja
you.
Ninja Turtles, Cowabunga.
Yes.
Cowabunga.
Wow, so you guys really want to resurrect a bunch of Gen X stuff.
Yeah, we do. It's cool.
Early Bart Simpson.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga,
I never,
dude.
No one used Cowabunga legitimately anyway.
Everybody used Cowabunga.
No, they did not.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles used it, and Bart Simpson used
shows
it.
Shows how out of touch you were, man.
Yeah.
Well, I was a giant nerd.
I mean, it was also more likely that we would have said, don't have a cow, than Cowabunga.
All right, Don't have a cow. Yeah, that's true.
Your horses.
Jeez, did you even do the Bart, man?
I tried. All right, Gen Z. Maitland, I'm blaming you for this. Gen Z wants to bring back YOLO.
Oh, no.
Swag.
Hot Wings' favorite, rad.
Yeah, I like rad.
And this last one is a problem. What the? Oh,
oh, yeah, no. Everything that's old is new again.
No, you may not bring that back.
We've done that recently in here just because it's what somebody was supposed to tell you. What's that?
No.
Can't come up. That one's fun.
Isn't that commercial? It's like 23 years old now.
Oh, at least.
Something
yes.
Like that?
It's a lot. That's old. What's that?
I did cringe at first at YOLO, but I do realize that I do use it a lot still. Kind of synonymous with just like F it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. YOLO and FOMO and BOGO. I like all the ones that are rhyming
BOGO.
O's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate BOGO. God, I hate BOGO.
Go to a BOGO. YOLO. And if you don't, FOMO.
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't want that. But going, you know what that would be? Totally rad. Cowabunga, let's go.
What the? Yeah.
We're just jumping catchphrases.
You gotta shake your head more when you say it. Maybe have your tongue out.
All right, peace out.